views and opinions of the host and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, APNL Holdings Limited, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Marco's Pizza, the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, and Ron's Electric Motors.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful Wednesday, August 2nd, 2023. I hope that you're doing well out there. Today's Wednesday, you know, we're going to be able to chop a couple of things down today. Make sure you pick up your papers. Before I do that, I want to be able to give a shout out, right, as decent as possible. You know, we always have to be as decent as possible in this kind of a space. I'm grateful that you guys are with us today. I want to be able to read this. I got a text yesterday on the Help Me Howard line, Howard Helps line, the 827-0111. I got a text yesterday, and it is from, I think it was from either Mr. Nautilus or Mr. Stirrup. They have this wonderful, man, this look good, eh? They gave me two tickets to go to this event over at University of the Bahamas. It's a Bahamian movie night coming up at the University of the Bahamas August 26th at 7:30 p.m. The movie's rated T, I'm sorry, and the tickets are $30. The movie's called The Real Betrayal. The Real Betrayal. The information's in there. It'll tell you all about the movie. It is a action, drama, comedy. The movie is about a beautiful woman marrying a man of her dreams in the United States, and he's wealthy, successful, able to provide everything in her life as she desires, but she has a love interest in the Bahamas, aka a Bahamian sweetheart. It is absolutely bananas. Guys, make sure you check this out. They got some numbers here you can be able to reach out to if you want to be able to get more information as to exactly what's what. The numbers here for Mr. Nautilus are 466-8387, 466-8387, or you can be able to hit up Mr. Stirrup, 434-7821, 434-7821. That is the Bahamian, the real betrayal, deception unveiled, love betrayed, from trust to treachery. This is going to be interesting. I want to be able to see a little bit more about that. Guys, I see that I'm getting some calls from you. You got to hit me up on my line, 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands. You can hit me up, 300-5720. I see some telephone calls coming in already. And also, you can hit me up, 422-4796 on the text message. So that's that. And I want to be able to do that. We have to talk about this more. Listen, Mr. Nautilus, I guess I can be able to call you if you're listening in. Let's see if you can be able to come down and talk about your movie tomorrow on Small Business Thursdays. I think this is a great opportunity. We're going to find out how you got involved in this, who were the players, and so forth and so on. Please give me a text, 827-0111, if you want to be able to be a part of that conversation tomorrow as we make some things happen on Small Business Thursdays. Guys, the papers is wilding out today. Can we do that? Can we say that, right? I tried to be as decent as possible and kind of reach out to Bishop Delton Fernanda. Make sure you pick up your Nassau Guardian. I know it's after 12. If you can read it, you still got a great opportunity to kind of get into it. So it says, church leaders decry the country's rape culture, urge strong action against sex attackers. Yesterday, we would have been reading some information from Bishop Walter Hanschel to talk about the church's position in being able to enforce or ensure the enforcement of the and prosecution of those persons who've been identified and caught and actually charged as rapists in our country. And, you know, I just try to be as decent as possible. I really do. There is duality in this space. Yesterday I talked about it, and I know it is a social taboo, and you don't want me to say these things because you want to believe that we live in Narnia, and you want to believe that everything is great and this is Pleasantville and it doesn't happen here, but there is issues that continue to perpetuate out of the church. Talk to me. And the same concept and the same idea that exists in the Word of God that says that you got to take your own beam out your eye before you try to take it out your brother's own. This is what applies to the church now. I'm not going to fight you. I support you in the pursuit of being able to show you, but I just feel like it's superficial. And I just want to be decent. As a modest, go to church every Sunday. Every Sunday, I get an opportunity to take mature in the church. We pray every night as a man of faith, as a man of God. But there is an indifference that exists in this society. We talk about it. If you want to talk about it, that's your business. There is an indifference. There is fragments. There is a fragmented church in our community. We cannot be an island 21/7, 200 and some thousand people that live on it, 8,000 churches. And I inflate the numbers, of course. Don't fight me. I know Bishop Simeon Hall ready to call me right now. How would it, that is not the number. Don't fight me, Bishop. There is a significant amount of churches in here. There are persons that aspire towards becoming men and women of the cloth. And the issue that I see, this is just Howard now, don't fight me. The issue that I see is there's a lack of unity. There's a lack of unity. There is this denominational concept that's incorporated in the church. That denominational concept and idea is the new segregation. So you have segments of this God that we serve, and all under the umbrella of church, but there must be a unified effort to deal with issues like this. Come on, man. Come on. When politicians need you, they show up to your church. Everyone knows the value of the church traditionally. Everyone knows that the church was the anchor of the community traditionally, the anchor of the Bahamian community. And as time progressed, just as the conviction in politics sort of subsided and dissipated and kind of drifted off into the wind, that sort of position and the authority of the church has simultaneously done the exact same thing. I'm not telling you the church dead. I'm telling you the inconsistency of the position of the church. It cannot be that you continue to be able to speak from the four walls and expect there to be a significant impact socially. These children don't go to church. These young people don't go to church. They've learned that culture from their parents' parents. They've drifted for two generations now. And so when you take, first and foremost, they mightn't even be reading the paper. So who can see this? Who are we talking to? We have to create the message to touch the people right where it matters, to change the community. I just want to be as decent as possible when I say those things. I don't want to pull down everyone in church. I just need you to understand that this is not a game. These people are here finding aliens. You hear me? And the entire world is absolutely flippant and nonchalant with the thing. How am I talking? You see a whole alien. There's information, official information from the U.S. and other spaces to talk about the fact that there are aliens. There are extraterrestrial beings that live in this space now. Talk to me. And everyone's like, all right, cool. Listen, man, rent is too high. This milk is too high. There's no care and concern for any external invasion unless and until there is transformation on an internal standpoint. So I'll be very clear about that. All right? And in doing that, I want to be able to get these things done. Guys, my guests just reached in today. We're going to be able to chop these things down and have a great conversation. Let me see if I can be able to take a commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. Foundation.
Come celebrate Independence the BK way with our new Independence King Combo. Enjoy a flame-grilled beef patty topped with savory bacon, arugula, crisp onion rings, and our special tropical sauce on a brioche bun. Serve with fries and a drink for a flavor sensation fit to celebrate every year. Top off the Independence celebrations with our new Guava Sundae or frozen guava lemonade. Our Independence King Combo and treats are available for a limited time at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
A lot of folks are wondering, what is the Agrarian Awards? It's an award show to celebrate the people who produce the food that feeds the country. So September 16th, we're giving out trophies and money to young farmers, backyard farmers, sheep runners, goat herders, pea pickers, onion planters, basically everyone. But we couldn't fit all that on the invite, so we put Agrarian Awards instead. Go to adobahamas.org to find out how to nominate your favorite agrarian. The Agrarian Awards, September 16th.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them 242-356-0249.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I told you this is a panel discussion Wednesday. We always try to kind of put some things on the table. I wanted to kind of start it off with the church. I talked about the church. I wanted to talk about the church's position. I know that the church has been here for a very long time, and I know that the platitudes and the, you know, that sort of position and the articulation, the posture, the right things to say, this is culturally acceptable. We have to be able to speak now. I feel like we've seen this for a very long time, but the impact, the application, the transformation, the involvement of the community is distant. I just want to be as decent as possible. When I say this, man, I just want to do that. And I say this out of love. Get out of the church and get into the community. The church is not the four walls. It exists within your heart. It exists within your the passion that you carry, the conviction that you carry. It's not in the pew. I think that's a church culture, the concept in mind that you pay for. You remember when you used to, we buying some new chairs for the church. You remember that? You're buying some new chairs for the church. And Grammy put $500 so she could get a little plaque there. Nobody could sit in that seat. Is that where your passion exists? Is that where your commission, your conviction exists? Right there in that seat? Behind the plaque? Or do you go home and carry this message, the good news of the gospel? It's bananas. 9-year-olds are getting raped out here. And please, let's just be as decent as possible. And don't amplify the conversation beyond the confines of what we're talking about today. I just want to be decent as possible. Don't tell me about what happened in 1984. I don't care about what happened in 1832. We here now. And it is our responsibility to ensure that we contribute to reformation, rejuvenation, revival in our communities. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to my guest today. You know, he is definitely a friend of the show, always sitting with us. Garth, there's a couple of people that's giving me a little flack for you sitting with me. Well, Howard, man, you always getting Garth, and I was sitting here too.
I've been getting
I'm not going to fight them, Garth.
I've been getting flack from the devil since I was born.
You need to stop it, Garth.
I sleep in the womb.
Garth Roseboro is in the studio with me today. And Bishop Agaro, Bishop, it's good to have you with us, man. Say good afternoon to the Bahamian people.
Good afternoon. Privilege and honor to be here.
Well, you as a part of the church, I just wanted to kind of put some things in the
table. I would not miss no opportunity, boy.
I just want to be as decent as possible.
You've been decent today? You sure? It's a rainy Wednesday.
Well, it's a good day to snuggle up in the truth. My God. Let's just do that. You understand, guys? Give me a call. 323-632-3225. 431-6325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. That's a toll-free number. Or you can hit me up, 422-4796. We're live and in full effect. I want to kind of chop it down today. Garth, I want to be as decent as possible. Yesterday, we had Chief Superintendent Kristen Skipping sitting with us.
My very, very good friend from childhood.
She was wonderful
my
yesterday.
My good friend from way
she
back.
She was wonderful yesterday. I enjoyed her.
Yeah, when I first joined the church, I was introduced to her through a cousin, you know. But they're good people, very good people. I just wish the best for her in her future endeavors. But she is an example
for
all women in this country, women.
She brought Sergeant Culmer yesterday, and I felt like it was a time that we saw the heart of the Royal Bahamas Police Force.
She has a heart, too.
You know what I mean?
She's good.
I felt the heart of it. You know, sometimes I listen to police reports. You know, at one point they used to do it more, you know, every single morning on particular shows. And it was just, it felt robotic. Can I say that? It just felt robotic. Mm-hmm. It felt this kind of perpetual, you know, idea of information. Let's just hurry up, get through the information. Mm-hmm. Yesterday when she sat with me, I heard the heart of the RFP, Royal Bahamas Police Force. I really did. I really did. And I think it's important that the tone is important, how we deliver the information to the Bahamian people. Tone mm-hmm. is very important, because I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes, depending on rank and position, the stature and position of these particular persons who speak, it feels a little condescending. It feels a little speaking down to you when you say these. Yesterday, I didn't feel that. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I was. It was open. It was acceptable. I got a great deal of calls after the show to say that, oh my God, that was such an amazing show. My wife secretly listens to the show every day, right? Every day, just to see if I can say something, slip up, right? Right? She was in my slip up, right?
Yeah, or some woman called. I ain't going on that.
Hi, Howard. How you doing? Hey, who that woman was going? So she says to me when I got home yesterday, she's like, listen, yesterday's show, she said, the show today was absolutely amazing. So I said, I appreciate it, baby. So she says, no, I'm serious. Did you like it? I said, I thought it was an amazing show. I enjoyed Chief Superintendent Skippings. I thought she was wonderful, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, I've never heard the Bahamas Police Force speak like that. And sometimes we understand the being able to keep the authority in this position and this posture of authority and keep projecting that. But some moments call for a little bit of vulnerability. And yesterday we heard that vulnerability and the cry to find this guy in his Nissan Skyline. Talk to me. Find the gentleman in the Nissan Skyline. If, and I want to say this, Scott, give me 2 seconds.
Go ahead, man. It's your show.
502-9991. Mm-hmm. 502-9992. Mm-hmm. These are the numbers that you call. If mm-hmm. you see anything, if you see a white Nissan Skyline, take a picture of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Man, let's just be decent. I'm not here trying to be your friend. Sure. I'm letting you know. If you see a white Nissan Skyline, take a picture. If you drive a white Nissan Skyline, take a picture of it, send it to CID, tell them it ain't me, eh?
Even if they change the color.
Let them know, it ain't me, eh?
Let's take a color every Skyline.
If you're out here and you're pinking cars and you change the white Nissan Skyline to red, take a picture of it.
That's it.
Stop your indecency.
That's it.
We got to get this rapist off the road.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't put them in the back of the prison. We got to put them under the thing.
We build a new one for them.
I'm sick and tired of this, man.
It's 90 million for a new one. That's what they say.
If you driving and you're on the road right now and you see a white Nissan Skyline, take a cab. Make sure you take the flash off. That ain't no flash, right? Take a picture of the license plate.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I said to do it. And if you're in the white Nissan Skyline and it ain't you, take a picture, send it to CID. Say, listen, buddy, it ain't me, eh? Let's get that clear. Right off the top.
Yeah.
Let's mm-hmm. clear it up right off the top.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, you lent your white Nissan Skyline to somebody.
Or have you sold it to someone recently?
If you sold it to someone recently, if you lent it to someone on Saturday, if you were driving in Cowpen area passing Spikenard, which is sweet thing in the can on the evenings, and you saw something indifferent and weird, report this to police. 502-9991. 502-9992. It is time for us to get these perpetrators off the road. Yes, we cannot be fair. We can't. The only thing we should fear is fear itself.
You know, these people like to talk about their good son and their good son and their good son. We ain't on that run right now. We need to get your good son some help and put him where he needs to be so he could see Jesus one day. Yeah. If we keep him doing what he's doing, he
one day today.
Your good son will be in hell burning with Lucifer, the angels, and all the politicians and preachers.
We let God deal with that part. We, in the land of the living, we got to take him out. It's enough of this. You cannot be here. And you know something? I just try to be decent as possible. People hate when I talk like this. But the truth is that we have to do more policing in the areas in the South. We have to. We have to. The police department and all the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, the immigration department, needs to do the type of policing to identify these things in the South. Put up the drones now. Talk to me. Mm-hmm. You didn't spend money on the thing. Don't let it catch dust. Put up the drones now. Identify these things and bring it to the public. No longer will we allow this evil to penetrate in our system, in our city. We can't let it happen no more. Everyone's free. Well, I ain't saying nothing but that. I don't get in people's business. A 9-year-old? That could have been your child. That could have been your sister, your daughter. Come on, man. Let's be as decent as possible when we do these things, guys. With no fear. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. White Nissan Skyline, 502-9991. If it's yours, send the information. It ain't me, eh? If it's your neighbor owned, listen. Saturday night, the boy gone out. Send it. I know you know. We only live on a thumbtack of an island. Everybody know everybody. Someone out there has this information. 502-9991. This rape culture comes to an end today. Give me a call. 322-323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, 300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Pleasant. Good afternoon, Howard.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Swaki?
Boy, right here. You know how much, how long you've been reporting the same thing over and over and over a little while ago? You know how much times you told me to give you a call and I lay right on the phone listening to you?
I see the line light up, Spock.
You the first time. I was on listening to you say the same thing over and over and over and over.
I see you.
About the racism and everything. You're repeating yourself a lot now. But anyway, that's your show. You do it the way you want to do it.
Appreciate you, Spocky.
But, you know, I... This scares me, you know, Howard. Mm-hmm. When we talk about this church and this God and this big universe, when I listen to Brother Simeon Hall and his, you know, he comes on like a little commercial with how he left school in the sixth grade and meant to be a carpenter's helper and at a choir school, a nun one night said he got his calling to preach when the nun Catholic made him a God. Made us in his image and likeness.
A Catholic nun. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, a Catholic nun. If you really listen to that, and when you listen to the King James version of this thing we call the Holy Bible, and if you think about the mountain, Moses on the mountain, when they said Moses didn't see no God, he just saw a burning bush. And he talked to the burning bush, and the burning bush talked back to him, told him, I am the Lord thy God, and I am a jealous God, and have no other God but me. And my name is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He didn't see nothing look like no Jesus.
Sparky, I want to ask you a question.
But hold on. Let me keep my flow here. You know how you get your flow? Let me do mine, please. You know, he didn't see this Jesus. And I don't want you to maybe crack me down as some heathen now. Because I believe in a God. But I believe that my thing is, God is the positive energy of the universe. And what we refer to as Lucifer and the devil is the negative. And the negative and the positive in history, in the world, they work hand in hand. God, this God we talk about, made Lucifer. And the God that knows the beginning and the end of all things would have known what Lucifer was going to turn into. He would have known that Lucifer was going to be a wicked part of the spirit, and Lucifer was going to change the good heart of man and Adam from good to evil. God would have known the beginning and what was going to be the end. So the God we talk about, he made good and evil. And good and evil will always exist with us. And when most of us were growing up, we was painted. We was taught and brainwashed that the God we serve was a blonde, blue-eyed, white man with a white outfit and a gold crown and a gold bandana around his waist with gold slippers sitting on a gold throne with a bunch of white, blonde, blue-eyed angels behind him with white long dresses and white long bird-looking wings. And that was a God. And like Muhammad Ali said, well, the black people must even be in the kitchen, eh, in heaven, cooking for the white gods, eh? Because if God made us all in his likeness and image, I don't see no thing in the universe other than when I look in the mirror that looks like me.
Okay, so
if God made me in his likeness and image, then I am the God. I am the Alpha and Omega. And I could do whatever I put my mind to if I doggone choose to. Spocky. If I want to be evil, I could be evil. Not everybody is born with a gun in his hand. Somebody goes and looks for a gun.
I don't know.
Buys
anybody
a gun.
Born with
and
a
we
gun.
Don't make guns in the Bahamas. But it appears that more guns on the street than if you put the armory, the police department, the defense force, and the overseas together with all their ammunition, there's more guns on the street. So somebody is bringing guns in here. They don't come in by plane.
Spocky.
They got to come in by yachts, either in Lifford Key or Paradise Island Marina
Spocky,
or the marinas
Spocky,
around
Spocky.
New Providence
you're hitting,
or the
you're
marinas in the Outer Islands. They got to be coming in here from
Spocky,
foreign.
You're really hitting a number and a note. I ain't let you go. I got to put you on hold now. I got to put you on hold because you ain't going to stop. Right? Now, with clarity... Every single time, and Sparky, I'm going to bring you back, so give me 2 seconds. Every time I mention anything about God, anything about my faith, this is my faith, there are several shows on this station, and everyone has their own faith. Everyone has their own convictions and their own beliefs. But every time I mention my faith, this is my faith, this would develop me and bring me here so far. And I say, according to my faith, which is the traditional faith that shaped who we are as a nation, there is a position that you take with me, Sparky. I don't know why. I don't know why you always triggered like this. I don't know why you always triggered like, I'm fighting you. I'm not here to be able to convert atheists into believers. I'm only here to do my part. And I move with passion and conviction based upon the call that I'm compelled to move. And I never think about God through the relation of a skin color and a tone. It is a faith that lives in me, and it has always been. I never see skin color and tone to that. I believe that I am a spirit having a physical experience. That's it. I believe that. That's my belief. That's my faith. My faith says I am a spirit having a physical experience. And this experience, well, it's only experience. I ain't going to be here forever. I'm going to go one day. And so for you to be able to learn over the years, you learn, you tell, you say Jesus was white one time. Now you obviously learn something. You listen to Muhammad. You listen to these things. With the evolution of time, why are you still indifferent about it? I can bring you back, Sparky. Go ahead. Go ahead, Sparky. Calling in the line? That's Sparky?
Hello.
Go ahead, Sparky.
Yeah, but you see, what I'm saying, Howard.
Turn on the radio, Sparky. Go ahead.
Howard.
Just listen to me.
Listen, yeah, Howard, I don't only take that with you, you know. Don't get me wrong, Howard. It's nothing because you mentioned it, you know. I take that with everybody because I was just voicing my opinion, my feelings. It has nothing to do with when you mentioned God or something like that to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It just appears to be that only a certain group of individuals come on, push it one particular thing.
But why you say it's pushing?
Which is Christianity.
But why you say it's pushing?
Hold on, man.
Sparky, if I was a Buddhist, I would come here and talk about Buddha.
What I'm saying, if we were born in Iraq, we would be, all of us would have been Muslims.
So why are you listening to a traditional radio station in the Bahamas and fighting me for my faith?
We say it's traditional because we were brainwashed into Christianity.
Scotty, I am not brainwashed. I am standing my conviction and my faith. This is what I believe. You can't fight me for that.
I grew up under the same faith, you know. I grew up under the same faith.
But Sparky, if you let your anchor go, you can't fight me for letting your anchor go.
I am not, but I'm telling you, I'm not fighting you, Howard.
I understand what I'm saying to you.
Not Howard Grant, you know.
Mr. Howard Grant and Sparky. I
always enjoy Sparky.
I know. He comes out to Adelaide and sits with Sam, and he's always a good companion. But I do not want the foundation to just turn into a showdown between faiths, because that's not what we're fully all about. Everyone has a right to their own opinion, to their own faith. This is not an evangelistic service. This is a service now that we're going to delve into the foundation of our society, which transcends more than just religion, but it transcends to a social situation, a socio-political, a socio-economic situation. And I respect Sparky, I respect you, Howard, and we have some people that are out there listening that want to hear something today more than religion. They want to hear about this 9-year-old young lady. They want to hear about the response of the church leaders and how it's affecting our nation. I've listened to voice notes, Sparky and Howard Grant and those listening, as to how they even tied it in and attacked the government for this very same incident. So I came here today for us to discuss this particular situation. I want to sacrifice our own beliefs at this time and let us for once take the focus off of who we are. And let's focus on our children in this nation, because you see, when you touch a child,
talk to me.
You touch the nerve of a nation.
Talk to me.
I'm reflected. I know y'all hate when I take my mind to North America, but all y'all people like to go to Miami and New York and,
talk to me.
And California. So I got to go back to America. 1955, Emmett Till left Chicago, went down to Mississippi to visit his granduncle and family.
My God.
Saw a white lady, mm-hmm, in her 20s.
Whistled.
And he whistled, or he motioned her, or he touched her, and the word got out, and they lynched him, they beat him, they mutilated him, they shot him, and his bloated body was put on display at his funeral in an open casket that sparked the next level of the civil rights movement in America. When the lady made mention that she wanted the prime minister, the sitting prime minister, to look into this situation, because he travels too much. I'm just saying what the voice note said. It's amazing to me how they tied in this particular tragedy to governance, because the truth be told, governance is not directly responsible.
I didn't hear this voice note.
But they're not directly responsible for what happened. But people are, you know, many people are now formative in their thinking. They're looking at CCTVs and, like you just said earlier, drones and putting local police in place and measures of protection in place. And what they're seeing now is this is not happening. What is happening now is that we have a prime minister that's traveling. We have a government that's now talking about sending help to Haiti when we can't find help on Lazaretto Road for this 9-year-old little girl.
150 troops.
You see, they're seeing increase in taxes in this country, which the Bahamian people are not getting any help for, but the Haitian people are now about to get help. Nothing wrong with helping Haiti. Nothing wrong with traveling. Nothing wrong with being the prime minister. But what is wrong is when you neglect your people, and the people feel neglected. And it's not God saying this, you know. It's the people that are saying this, Mr. Howard Grant. You have your help, Howard, line. You're always out there helping people. I'm helping people. A whole lot of people are helping people. But when the government doesn't seem to help people, is going to be a problem. And now the church is joining on the bandwagon, saying, you know what, we're going to side with the people on this, because this is a tragedy. And we've not heard from the church in a very long time, but all of a sudden now the church leaders are speaking up. And I want to congratulate them, by the way, for just standing up now. And I hope that this is not just an incident of standing up, but this is going to continue to be a trend in this nation, because it is this particular social order, whether you be atheist or whether you be Christian, that helps to thwart and direct the minds of politicians for positive life living in this country. We, like you said, Mr. Howard Grant, very, very precisely and correctly, we have to get out of our four walls, and we, the people of the Bahamas, have to now begin to believe
our Bahamas.
Segregation
in our community. People don't believe that there's segregation that still exists in this community.
There's segregation and there's
racism. Significant.
And racism.
Significant, yes. Segregation, yeah. That separates you based upon your class, based upon your color, based upon your social position, there's segregation here, right? And no one, there's this concept there. I could feel that there possibly is this conversation to say that what is the nature of this young lady, who she is, who are the people, where she come from. And there is this sort of an idea that separates, well, that can't happen to us. Well, that can't happen. And no one understands that this is the one Bahamas. When Jake, them, when Grand Bahama, when those young boys got, when they went missing, that no one asked whether or not they were Haitian, Bahamian, Jamaican, American. They were boys from our community. And everybody was on alert. You know how long I ain't play? I said, Mommy, they can't teeth me. I'm too heavy. Huh? You know how long I ain't play?
They can teeth you because you're handsome and you got one big kidney. They need that kidney and they need that heart because you got a good heart. Definitely. They can need you.
You can't have that for God's sake, right? Uh-huh. You know how long... Listen to me. Yesterday, Chief Superintendent Skippings actually said something. She started to talk about this kind of an idea of the alert and the vigilance that we have when we go off to the United States of America. And the one thing, because I allowed her to be able to speak and kind of get it all out, but the one thing that actually popped up in my mind is that the vigilance that a lot of the Family Island persons have when coming to Nassau is the exact same thing.
Oh, yeah, they sharp.
It's the exact same
thing. Oh, they scared of Nassau.
My mother-in-law, who's passed away, she's passed away, my wife's mother, and... she would say to the kids when they were here, when the kids here, oh, don't put your hand on the car before somebody chop your hand off the car, right? So I said, hold on, wait. People stand on the side of the road with a whole cutlass just to chop off your hand? This is the mindset associated with coming into a city that already have this amplified idea of crime.
That's correct.
That's the same mindset that we have when we go into places like New York, Miami, so forth and so on. We always have to be vigilant.
Well, I spoke to you yesterday, Howard, briefly. And I mentioned to you that where we are now in history, every child should be allowed to go outside and play. This should be a very safe country. But seeing that it is the way it is now, what my advice is do not send your children outside to play. You go outside and play with your children. Do not send your wife to go walking 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning by herself. I know you're tired. I know you work hard. But we are tired of hearing about how your wife was abducted or your wife was molested or your wife was assaulted or your wife was raped. You men, get out of your bed with your bare belly and walk with your wife. You men, I want you to be on alert. You got some fellas out there who ain't straight. They gay as hell. They will rape you. You yourself need to have a partner.
This is
to walk. No, it's the truth. It's the foundation. You need to take precaution. What I'm talking about today, Mr. Howard Grant, is the responsibility of a nation.
We have to. And that's all I want to do. I didn't want to talk about our collective responsibility to the objective. I want to talk about the importance of identifying the strength that we have as a community. And I want to talk about how we can be able to collectively come to one objective. It can't be fragmented. It can't be the government over here on one side saying they want to do something, NGOs in the middle saying that we want to be able to do something independently, the church on the other side saying that let's get together and pray. It has to be a collective, unified front and an effort to be able to put these things to shame.
Howard, are you from Earth?
I'm from right here.
Man, where the heck you get a brain like that from?
It has to be. It can't be segregated.
You know what people say to me? Y'all got a script, y'all read from me. But Howard, I'm watching you and I'm watching your brain. And your brain is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You on fire.
But the truth of the matter is that it's only air. It doesn't mean anything without application. If you could hear these things and be tantalized by what people say, that's the same reason people get swung by politicians. Politicians say anything and sound good.
Boy, they could talk.
Oh my God, it sounds good.
Ooh.
But if there's no application there, then it's only air.
New day.
So the fact of the matter is that no matter what we speak of, if there's not a collected, unified effort, a concerted effort.
People's time.
If it's not a concerted effort, you winding up with all of this stuff.
But I got to do PLB and effort. They say me and you, we PLB and effort.
You wilding
up. I can't even wear a red or blue shirt in here. They watching me on TV. Like, look, I have effort. I'm PLB. No, what we are, we are community-based. We are national-based. And listen, Bahamian people, listen to me very carefully. I woke up this morning, Mr. Howard Grant, and I had to do an introspect of who I am. And I said, Garth, you are such a fortunate man. I've lived doors away from Muhammad Ali. I've walked with Sir Lyndon Pinling in South Andros. you know, the people I've rubbed shoulders with. I remember one time they had a birthday party for Mr. Ezra Thompson, that's Anton's daddy in Carmichael. And I was invited to the party because I was Ezra's good friend, and I want to thank his family for their kindness. And I walked in the door, and at that time, the Prime Minister of the Bahamas, Perry Glasman Christie, was sitting at the head of the table with his wife and flanked on the right side. But there was an empty chair. And they said, Mr. Garth Roseboro, that chair is for you. And I said, how could I be so fortunate and so blessed? But the Thompsons loved me. There are people in this country, Howard, that have a lot of love for people like yourself and for myself. Where is that love now going? I looked at our country today. The depression that I felt.
Let's keep pushing, though.
Just seeing what's going on. I passed Lazaretta Road where this young girl was. I passed there. The road is...
I ride Spike last night.
It is flooded. It has potholes. It's neglected. It doesn't look like the jewel that the Bahamas once was. I remember when you went down Carmichael Road, you see mango trees hanging off the side of the road, man. I mean, it wasn't a paved road back in the day, but it was decent, like you would say, eh? Now, all of a sudden, everything seems to be neglected. Well, Howard, talk to us and tell us what do we need to do as a nation to have the spirit of community building.
I
want to
do this. Let's not neglect this commercial break. Let me take this commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and be right back after this.
Foundation. Foundation.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
It's another hot Primo summer, and Marco's Pizza is bringing you the heat with our fresh dough, three cheeses, and signature sauce. Enjoy our sizzling summer deal that includes one large, one topping big square deal pizza, a choice of either sweet center squares or cheesy bread, and wash it all down with an ice cold 2 liter Coke product. You get all of this for only $25, fat included. Order now at MarcosPizzaBahamas.com. Every store. Every day, the Italian way.
You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin, sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bs.
Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Bronze Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
At Alive, we believe that every common loftier goal is within our reach. We believe in the essence of our identity, the richness of our history, and the boundless potential that lies within us. That's why our network is built by, owned by, and managed by us. Alive. Believe in Bahamians. Visit BeAlive.com to take advantage of our golden independence deals. Alive. Believe in best.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon, August 2nd out there. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. We're going to dive right into it, guys. The lines are wide open, 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. In the studio with me is none other than Garth Roseboro, and Bishop Agaro is joining us today, being able to chop this down. And I think I just wanted to kind of hit on the one thing. Right? I opened up the show. If you're just tuning in, I opened up the show to talk about what's in the papers. Make sure you pick up your Nassau Guardian. The church leaders decry the country's rape culture, right? And, you know, rape culture is very peculiar, strong language, right? It's one of those things that pop up in pop culture, right? They continue to be able to make subcultures of everything. So rape culture was strong to hear someone from our traditional elk and cloth regurgitate. I thought it was strong. When I heard rape culture, that's very a perpetuation strong. And a development and an evolution into a particular mindset. That's heavy. It's heavy. So you see Bishop Delton Fernandez in the paper talking about the country's rape culture, and then he urges strong action against sex attackers, right? The paper is also talking about Bahamas pledges 150 people to multinationals for help in Haiti, and you can also see that the government opened to amendments to the Protection Against Violence Bill. Now, when I opened up the show and I started to talk about the fact that the church identifies external items, external concepts and issues, and as the church, their posture and position, denominational, non-denominational, has a responsibility to be able to help. That's what their responsibility. They have to go out and meet these people, these souls, where they are. But my position at the top of the show was, while I appreciate this, this can't just be accolades. This can't just be platitudes. This just can't be words. This has to be application, a simultaneous application. There has to be reciprocity. There has to be this giving and taking at the same time. And the church, for a very long time, the allegations that has been levied against the church without resolve has left a great deal of people broken. And you know, in pop culture, they use a particular slogan or a slang for that now. You know what they say? They call it church hurt. I couldn't even understand what the thing was until someone stretched the thing far and wide for me. They said, this is church hurt, Howard.
When you use the word culture, which is a way of life, right? A way of experiencing life, and Bishop Ogaro, you could probably join me in this thought. 313 AD was very significant as a year. The year 313 AD, when the Roman Empire decided to adopt Christianity and make it a state religion. Mm-hmm. If you look at religion and you look at politics, at its very bare basic, there's no difference at all. Absolutely no difference. The politicians collect the money on one side, and the preachers collect the money on the other side. At the end of the day, it's about a system of life. And so when you see society and its politicians begin to fall by the way mark, the balance should have been for the church to step in and say, you know what, Mr. Politician, we need to do the right thing. We need to do the moral thing. Whenever the pastors begin to fall by the way mark, it was the politicians who were supposed to say, oh, Mr. Preacher Man, we can bring you back in order.
Who is the head of the Anglican Church?
Before I get to that, though, Mr. Howard, here is the issue. The issue goes back to, in the Garden of Gethsemane, 30 pieces of silver. It always goes back to the money.
Because it's only two. It's either God or mammon.
It was the chief priest who put the one Jesus Christ to death, you know. And you know why he did it? He did it because it was the same Jesus who weeks before went into the temple and flogged everybody and told him to get the hell out. This is my father's house. So the chief priest was being vindictive. So I'm going to deal with you. Remember a week before he died? It was Hosanna, Hosanna. A week before you die, it's a new day. The week before you die, it's the people's time.
You are wildly out,
the week before
out,
you
sir.
Die, it's gold rush and city of gold.
Stop.
I'm just letting you know it's going to be Hosanna. But when election day comes, it's crucify him. Crucify him.
Oh my God, you are doing a lot today.
So for our clergy out there, you should not rest easy right now. The people are watching you. You politicians, you cannot rest easy right now. The people are watching you. And they are prepared to join in the throng in a white T-shirt. It won't be gold. It won't be red. It will be a white T-shirt.
And what they can
and
scream.
Whatever they decide
they
is going to be to the government.
Give us Barabbas?
That's it again.
That
give us another
bananas.
Thief. Every time.
You wilding out today, and I like it. Mm-hmm. I like to wild out sometimes also. But I didn't know you was going to be able to pull it together like this, sir. This is a lot that you did. And I like it. But I just want to be very clear about some things. This is not to be able to go against the church. I think the church needs
all the government.
To be able to...
All the government.
I think they need to be able to rally themselves and have a very clear understanding of their responsibility.
Back to the word we spoke about earlier. For the second and third time, the word responsibility.
One of the reasons why the church is not effective is the church wants to step in when something is critical and when something blow out to the public.
Popular.
What I want to say to, you know, bishops and pastors and ministers who has the authority and has powerful voices, you only hear their voices when it's time for them to really voice out to say, well, hey, I am this bishop or I am this person to voice out. You have to be in the media constantly voicing out concerns that is in the country.
Well, half of them was in Parliament the other day and they wasn't voicing no concerns.
Yeah, so...
I can't get an amen.
And the greatest you thing
can, is... They was in the Parliament.
Oh boy, you
and
cannot...
And they voiced the concerns
okay,
of the people.
Let me put this to you. Let me put this raw to you guys. A minister of the gospel cannot voice out to the government if the government is giving you crown land. Let me ask you, the Bahamian people, when was the last time you got some crown land? You cannot get crown land. The migrant can get crown land. The foreigner can get crown land. The politicians can get crown land. But guess who cannot get crown land? You.
You're doing a lot.
Ask why the pastor can get the crown land. Because his voice has been bought out for 30 pieces of silver.
It can't be everybody you put in one bucket.
It's not everybody, but it's a majority. If it's not the majority, then why is our nation morally bankrupt?
So you try to say... The exception is those that stand in conviction and their posture and position. But the rule is to be sold out. That's what you say.
That's what's happening. And those who are standing, we cannot find them. Why? Because sometimes you're just fearful for your own existence. This country has suffered victimization over a number of years. You know, there's certain of us that have abilities that will never be brought forth to the front. There's certain of us who have political aspirations who will never be brought forth to the front. There are people who want to be pastors who will never be brought forth to the front. You know why? Because those who have any form of right doing or righteousness or want to do the moral thing, there's no room for you because of our history and understanding who we are. As a people, we are morally bankrupt. Don't run no Jesus talk on me. I know this. Columbus, bankrupt. Piracy, bankrupt. Buccaneering, bankrupt. Shipwrecking, bankrupt. Bootlegging, bankrupt. Human smuggling, bankrupt. Drug trafficking, bankrupt. Money laundering, bankrupt. Tax evasion, bankrupt. Now you got tourists who are murdering a husband in the country, and what are we going to do? Give a bail. Bankrupt. If you want to have a better country, you got to think better. But you cannot wait for your child to be the subject of something that's so devastating. As a grown, I wanted to almost cuss just now and say, who's going to take advantage of her? We cannot wait till your brother is murdered or your family has been devastated. We have to stand up now. Why? Because community demands that as a responsible citizen that we stand together for change, for better.
Let's touch this. I want to touch it like this and then I'm going to take a telephone call. Sure. I want to touch it for 2 seconds. Now, it's peculiar that you brought up Emmett Till. It's peculiar that you brought up a 14-year-old who... Accused 14-year-old. He died.
Lied upon.
He died, right? Mm-hmm. There was a text that actually came through and actually spoke to the fact that...
Correct.
The woman in her dying days, in her
last admitted
days,
that she lied.
Admitted that she lied.
Of course.
We knew that she lied.
Of course.
The black community knows that she lied.
Of course.
Okay, so let's just be very clear about this. But it was something strategic that you said. A 14-year-old was laid prostrate for the entire world to see to propel
a movement.
A movement.
Yes.
This is heavy that you said that. Sometimes life identifies sacrifices.
That's correct.
This is heavy. This is heavy.
And every day you come on this show, Howard, you sacrifice. I can tell you that now because you go deep. But go deep. Go deep.
This is heavy.
Go deep.
Sometimes life identifies and yields, give forth sacrifice. For the purposes, see, my God, I don't want to get heavy.
Because every day you sacrifice, and I hope they identify what you're doing.
I hate it. Oh, God.
You have to embrace it.
I have to.
It's who you are.
Oh, God, I hate it.
You're heavy duty.
Forgive me and let me do it.
Heavy duty.
Let me do the thing. Let's do it. Any covenant moving forward requires blood.
Every time.
Every single time.
Every time. Even marriage.
And your marriage vows.
This
is the only reason you consummate your wedding, your marriage vows.
Blood. If any blood left.
That's the consummation.
If any blood left. For me, ain't got another day.
No, that's not. You
doing a lot. Some of y'all then blood left.
You're doing too much.
But go ahead.
So, any commitment, any covenant, any contract requires blood. Spiritual contracts require blood. Mm-hmm. You sign in blood.
Whether for God or the devil, it's blood.
It is a spiritual contract that you sign in blood. For the significant cries that has been going out and the desire to shift, even in our year of Jubilee, there seems to be an amplification in a particular area. We've seen increase in rapes. We've seen an increase in an insatiable appetite for sexual deviance.
You going deep.
I have to do this. And I tell you, I didn't want to do this.
Yeah, you got to go. You got to go.
As a result of this, we're seeing that everybody was flippant when it was an older lady.
Yes.
When it was a much older lady, everybody was flippant, mm-hmm. right? When it was a younger girl, when the 14-year-old girls go missing, so forth and so on, when the young boys go missing, people are saying, what happened, and so forth and so on. And they always associate a desire, a lust, that the young children have, and they're flipping about it.
So they what?
Now a 9-year-old on the table.
Innocent.
Absolutely innocent, playing.
Has no inclination sexually at all. And someone comes and takes advantage of that. And so the nation now is going to emotionally respond to that.
Simultaneously.
With anger.
Watch me. And simultaneously. And just like Emmett Till, this young girl, yes. We don't have to know her name. We don't have to know nothing. All we have to know is that they're a validation.
Yes.
The Royal Bahamas Police Force validated the fact that this has happened.
Yes.
And based upon the validation, the entire nation is in an uproar. We don't need to know this young girl's name because we have our own daughters.
And the people hurt.
And all we do is look at our children and cannot believe. Now, the question is, will this take you over Salma? Man, come on. See, let's get preachy quickly. You see what I did there? Mm-hmm. Will this take you on the march towards Salma? Will this take you on the march just like and bring those NGOs, those activists together, holding hands, clasping, and moving forward in this movement to see reformation in our country? Will it do it?
I would dare say, and I'm going on a limb too, and I'm going deep, that this is a spark that's not going to be, it's not going to be extinguished anytime soon. However, the Royal Bahamas Police Force, the government of the day, cannot afford another incident like this, because if it ever happens, notice that I'm tearing up. My speech is just fragmented. But if that ever were to happen again, let me say something to you. It's going to be hell to pay in this country. I ain't asking nobody.
Okay, let's be very clear about this.
It's going to be hell to pay, because guess what? You know, we wait till it happens to our family, then we want to be angry. Remember why no one else is angry with us. But when you go to the year 9, like you said, Mr. Howard Grant, that is a year where that child is everybody's daughter.
Hold on. But what is the ninth year what does the number 9 represent? Birth. My eyes don't want to get too deep. Anyway, so I won't touch this. I won't touch this with you. I just want to be very clear about you, with this about you. Okay? Segregation in our community has... The reason why you could see the Rimmer Road riot, the reason why you could see the general strike, the reason you see that because there existed a community in the country. I want to be very clear with you. There existed one objective, one goal, one community in the country. Push that door close for me, right? One objective, one goal, one community in the country, right? There was the over the hill, and then there was those persons, right? If you live over the hill, everyone was in one bucket. That was community. You recognize the importance of being able to put your dollars together, put yourselves together to get to a particular objective, and you did everything you can possibly do over the hill. You started ASUS, you helped build houses, you cooked corned beef and white rice and make lemonade for those boys, buy a case of beer when they was building your house. You did the same thing for your auntie, your cousin, so forth and so on. This was community.
Mm-hmm.
The issue was the general strike and the Bremer Road riot, the people touching our money. We have an objective, a goal, a desire to be able to move towards a particular reason. Boom. That sparked the thing. Segregation has stifled that. The segregation, the concept and idea of upper class and upper middle class and white collars and laborers and workers, these are the segregations labeled by politicians over the years in our society. And as a result of that segregation, everybody ain't on the same tune. Everybody ain't playing it. So when you say that there's going to be an uproar, I don't agree with it. Because there are some people right now tuned out of this entirely. Yesterday, I put on my page, watch me. Yesterday, and if you guys are not a part of 8270111, please hit me up so I can be able to put you on this kind of a grouping. So I put out the white Skylark. I'm sorry, this white Skyline, Nissan Skyline. And I put out a side eye, somebody putting out a side eye, and then they put out, make a call. I put the numbers up and I say, if you see something, say something. I pop it out, make a broadcast to everyone. I had text last night that says, oh my God, Howard, you got your car stolen? I'm trying to show you something. I got text last night that said, oh my God, Howard, you got your car stolen? I said, what do you mean you never get my car stolen? I said, where the hell are you? You don't know what's going on with the white Skyline in the country? Oh my God, wow, I didn't know. Young people texting me who are attached to my phone, who are absolutely disassociated with what's happening socially. My point to you is that that's the same mindset that exists even for the various subsectors in our society. There cannot be an uproar unless you're on one page. And the community is not on one page. Go ahead and touch it.
Well, I just want to say this, if I never say anything again, and I have discovered this in the Bahamas, we are not our brothers and sisters' keeper. And that is the great problem that we have in, I will help you fix that. Community.
We have devolved from being our brothers and keepers,
yes,
sisters.
Yes.
Because we were. And listen, if you find a brother, you find a brother in this country. If they are a true brother, if they love you like Jonathan, you find a brother in this country.
You know,
and
something?
That's the kind of community that you have.
Can I put some heat on this cake so we can make this rise? You're talking about being the brother's keeper. You talk about people who you've sent out a note to about the white skyline. They're asking if your car is stolen. So it means that people are very much out of touch, right?
Absolutely.
This is why in this country, and see, I've come to learn this, and you could beat me up if you're wrong. I came from a third party too. But this is why PLP and FNM only exist in this country. Because when you believe that the people have really had too much, they're overwhelmed, they want this change, they're ready to fight for this change, there's going to be a revolution, you're going to be able to overcome, you find out that every 5 years, they go right back to where they came from. You know why? Like you said, Howard, they are out of touch. They don't really care about what you are going through.
That's it like that.
As long as
they do not care.
They got the grilled chicken.
That's it.
They got some beer given out.
That's it.
They got some weed given out.
That's it.
Someone that can find some of that white stuff.
Watch
they can get a little contract and they straight. As a matter of fact,
but that's
when election
one,
time comes,
that's one subsector.
That little couple of dollars in that shirt, that changed everything. I just want to give a little short story, Howard.
Can I just get a real subsector story?
Just a little 20-second story.
Go ahead.
I had an acquaintance who used to go into the Anglican constituency. I'm not calling no name. This is the foundation with Howard Grant. He used to take from Phil's Food Service a whole case of different meats every Sunday. He was running independent and meeting the needs of this particular family that had 18 votes in one house. When election day came, he said, boy, one thing I sure about as an independent, I can get me 18 votes. Because I was here every Sunday for over 2 years giving them a box of meats from back then Phil's Food Service. You know how much that cost, man? You know, with chicken, turkey, lamb, everything.
That's pork, what he used to do, package for $100.
You got it.
I remember that.
He go there on election day saying, oh, thank you, God. At least I know I got these 18 votes and I can do good in this election. When he got there to see these people, the people had on gold shirt. I'm asking you, on the back of the truck, dancing. So he said, man, what happened to my 18 votes? The old woman said, yeah, you get 18 votes on Sunday. But this ain't Sunday. Mm-mm. This election day.
That's right.
See, our people, I don't want you buy into that cocktail that they with you to change anything. Once you can meet all the needs in the world. But our people are so out of touch with what really needs to happen in this country, that change ain't coming easy. And that's what I try to tell the third party people, you know, I like what you're doing, I like what you're saying, you all sound good, but at the end of the day, who is listening? They ain't even here with the white skyline yet. Talk to me.
I'm just trying to tell you that there is always this idea. I hear people calling before on the immigration issue and say it's going to lead to civil unrest. I hear people calling before. You probably have to be talking about
it. It should.
It's going to lead to civil unrest.
It should. It should.
There is not one issue in this country save messing with people money is going to lead to anything. If you touch people money, all subsectors, all various environments and tears in our society will respond. VAT was a major issue. They can respond.
We still haven't heard where they're going.
Okay, then watch me.
We haven't gotten Freedom of Information
Act. When they start to take on this kind of a conversation about being able to raise minimum wage, it perked the ears of everyone socially.
Yes, but then they raised
taxes.
Young
people, old people, everyone knew. Oh, something to do with money? They get involved in it.
Oh, yeah.
But when there are different issues to deal with morality and the intangibles in our society, you don't hear anything.
Man, you're so correct. Even from the preachers.
That's what
only
it is.
Now we're hearing from them today in The Guardian.
That's what it is.
Because it's expedient to do so.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because it's a 9-year-old.
Yeah,
and there was an expectation that the church say something. And so the church did. But you see, Bishop Hancho came out yesterday being able to say on one particular perspective, I'm going to get the people to read that, right? And now we're saying Bishop Delton Fernanda taking on the position at the head of the Bahamas Christian Council,
yes,
taking on these things.
Yes.
But the fact of the matter is that there's thousands of pastors and priests. There should be an impromptu gathering. Impromptu. Hey, They should be all the pastors on one WhatsApp right now. Hey, we doing this tomorrow.
And they can do a walk around.
Stand up and do something.
Well, the thing about it is, you're casual. Like I said again, brothers and sisters keep it being segregated. And
that's what they're designed to do.
It is who church got more members and who this. And all the big mega churches, when they decide to speak, you know, the little small man, you know, have much to say. And the little small churches is the one who really got the heart for the people, because the small churches is the one who go there and give the box of meat and give this one and give the next one.
And get no recognition.
And do all the groundwork and really get no recognition.
It is time for us, the body of Christ, the body of the Bahamian society, the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, to stand up against this violence and tyranny that tearing us down. It is time for us. We can no longer cower under our beds because of crime that exists externally. Stand up and take your rightful place in this community. Let me take this commercial break. Indeed. I'll take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and be right back after this.
Foundation. It's another hot Primo summer, and Marco's Pizza is bringing you the heat with our fresh dough, three cheeses, and signature sauce. Enjoy our sizzling summer deal that includes one large, one topping big square deal pizza, a choice of either sweet center squares or cheesy bread, and wash it all down with an ice cold 2 liter Coke product. You get all of this for only $25, fat included. Order now at Marco's Pizza Bahamas. Every store, every day, the Italian way.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
It's been 35 years since Custom Computers was founded, and we'd like to celebrate that milestone by thanking you, our clients and customers. You've inspired 35 years of expert service and support, partnering with the world's leading brands like HP, Apple, and Microsoft. We take pride in setting the bar for what you expect and deserve from a homegrown Bahamian business. We're here to serve you when you need us. So call 396-1101. Custom Computers, raising the standard since 1987.
Attention all beauty enthusiasts. Perfect Tone, your go-to destination for restorative skincare, is on the move. Famous for flawless results within 30 days, Perfect Tone is relocating to the Shops of Southwest Carmichael Road. Now is the time to get the skin you've always dreamed of. Removing dark spots, acne, and oily textured skin for good. For more information and updates, follow us on social media or visit our website at ptskincare.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, right here on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon in my company. I'm joined with Garth Roseborough and Bishop Agaro, being able to chop these things down. You may be indifferent about the conversation. You may be, I don't know, maybe kind of tuned out in your mind, in your spirit. I don't know. I don't know where you are. But I know one thing. We got to get this person. We got to get this white Nissan Skyline. We got to. We get to find out who these particular persons are and the connections associated with it and get it done. Let me see if I can take a telephone call. Calling on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Good afternoon, guys. Good afternoon, Bishop.
Hey, what's up, Jeff?
Hello. Well, hey, how you doing?
Enjoying this conversation that you're having this afternoon.
Thank you, my brother.
Something very interesting that was said earlier that I wanted to opine on. And that opinion would be is that, you know, the church in so many ways should be held accountable. The church is often viewed or should be viewed as the moral compass of any society. The church cannot be cherry-picking issues that they should speak upon strongly. The church, in terms of Jesus Christ, we are not talking about Jesus himself. We're talking about the physical church as it stands today. They are supposed to be the moral compass. And right now, what we have in our society today, why society is the way how it is that the church is not holding the government, the earthly government, to account. In other words, you cannot be silent on some of the moral things that the government is doing incorrectly and then cherry pick on the other things that they feel they should be vocal on. They should be vocal in every aspect as it pertains to nation building and the country. And this is where the problem in this country is, because it is felt that the church is silent on too many things. The government also should be held accountable by the people, which is so sad, Howard. You so rightfully said it. They cherry pick on what the government should get away with and what they should get obliged with. I mean, what they should be raked over the coals with. And this is why our society, again, is the way how it is, because we as a people, we are too divisive when it comes down to holding government and holding the church equally accountable for their roles in society. So I'm not here to play with this thing. This thing is very serious. We'll watch our country go down the pathway of destruction for far too long. And why? Because the people who continue to vote for these parties, who see the party doing wrong, feel the party is doing wrong, and still, for the chicken or the turkey or for the money, the T-shirts and so on and so forth, they decide that they sell their sanctity and their sovereignty for filthy lucre. We have to fix this country. So both sides, in closing, have an obligation to fix society, fix this Bahamas. We were once great. I want to see our country be the envious black little country that people around the world envy. I want to see that we be returned to the Bahamas and the Bahamian people. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. I just want to kind of put something out there. On the break, we touched this, and I just want to say it to you. In this country, like it or not, we tend to be superficial in a lot of our matters. A lot of matters of national importance, people gravitate towards a decision based upon what they see, right? Not necessarily faith. Not what they believe, not what their convictions are, but based upon what they see. During political times, a lot of persons will go to various rallies, and they would rally, you know, based upon the rally and support, political organizations will show numbers. So if the FNM have more people, it seems as though the country is going with the FNM. If the PLP have more people, it seems as the country is going with the PLP, right? And people make a determination who they're going to vote for. I'm not talking about everybody. I'm talking about a great deal of people. They won't see the numbers. Politicians know this.
Swing voters.
So politicians got the drones in the air. You remember that? You see the numbers. Oh my God! Look at the people. This is sort of the concept and what idea associated with it. And people gravitate to you based upon your numbers.
That's correct.
If the Bahamas Christian Council and any other organization under the auspices of the faith of Jesus Christ can't pull out the significant numbers behind them to show up and say that we're here, then why would anyone else follow you? I just thought that's the question.
This is the issue.
Then why are you in on Spikenard Road with 300 pastors having your press conference from Spikenard Road? That's just that's my question. Why are you in on Spikenard Road having 300 pastors behind you supporting you on one particular position? That's just my question. Why are you not on Lazaretta Road having 300 pastors simultaneously with your vice chairman doing the exact same thing at the exact same time to show the strength of the body of Christ in the community? You ain't gonna do it.
No, because the church is not united.
You ain't gonna do it.
The church is not united.
So what is this that's coming in the paper now? You're in United. You're in United in the church. You're in United in the body of Christ. You're just here in this kind of a posture and position to be able to speak.
Well, the only thing, though, Mr. Howard Grant, though, is that the mere fact that they didn't make mention, I'm giving them the credit for that as a beginning. I'm hoping that this is not the end. I'm hoping this is where we're now starting from. So I'm not going to look at the history of the Christian Council over the last 20 years and said they have failed. I'm going to say, for the first time in a long time, I see them standing up, and I'm hoping that their stance is not going to end today. The country has much repair to be done. We need to hear their voices. We need them to be able to stand up to the government and say to the government that this is unacceptable. This is the type of Christian Council that we'd like to hear. We don't want to hear about the debates that we're now having in this country when it comes to the moral fabric of our society. We want the church to lead out in these discussions and to show the people the way, as they are supposed to now be doing and educating us. What we now have is the prosperity gospel. We have pastors who want to ride around in nice cars and live in nice homes and ride in nice jets and go to very illustrious places around the world. And absolutely nothing is wrong with that. What makes it wrong is when you want all these things, but you're not willing to do your part for society itself. When you want a jet, your goal as a pastor should be that all of your members have a jet. You don't understand what I'm trying to say to you? Oprah did it, and she ain't no preacher. Oprah say, you got a car, you got a car, you got a car, and you got a car. Give your people something, man. You can't take everything. And let me just say something to the Bahamian people at large. We have become very vain and very materialistic in our own being. I have seen Sir Milo Butler with my own two eyes. I've seen Sir Lyndon Pinling with my own two eyes. I've seen the great politicians of our time with my eyes. And guess what? They're no longer here. Even Clemente Maynard, All For Me Baby. I've seen him with my own two eyes. And guess what? He left this earth, and guess what? He took nothing with him. Absolutely nothing. What makes this world a great place to live in is when you can look at your neighbor and say, I love you.
You know, what makes this world a great place also is not the legacy that you take, but the legacy that you leave. Because you can't take nothing with you. But
nothing.
The impact that you leave, that, listen to me.
A million contracts.
I will never forget with a mole on his face as a little child opening this book. I see this handsome guy as a little gray, you know, remember the little book?
Yeah, the little blue book. Yeah. Right? Yeah. It replaced the royal.
That's what these images do to young children. No one. And they don't. No one perpetuates this. No one about these things. You walk in. I just walked into the international arrivals for. I just came in. They have a little small Hall of Fame area. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody in the country can see this. Who all can see this?
They don't care about that, man.
Who all can see this? No, man. But see, these are the things that change lives.
Homeboy, listen to me.
These are the things that change lives.
You know what Milo Butler is, and they don't even know he even there. A $20 bill. You know what they say? They don't want a Milo Butler 20. They want a slow 20. They don't even know Milo Butler on the bill. They don't care who's on the bill. They just need to know that's $20.
Let me read a couple of these texts. So it says, good afternoon, Mr. Grant. We are now, the degradation of our beloved Bahamaland is increasing. Until or unless we can find a common denominator of which to unite, be separated on issues. The only thing that can unite the people is a change of heart. And as you and your guests mentioned, blood. Not just any blood, but the blood of Jesus. Until then, we will continue to have increase in crime, corruption, and immorality, right?
Immorality.
No, that's immortality, right? Immorality. So it says, patiently are waiting to hear your suggestions as to how to unite. The unity of mankind can be achieved. Now, this person did correct it, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not here to be, listen to me, man.
You're not here to be messianic or savior in your own right.
These are the ideas that live in my heart and my spirit.
So go ahead.
These are the ideas that live in me. Uh-huh. These are the ideas for the dispensation of the time that I live in and the place that I was born. Mm-hmm. This is only ideas. I have tried to leave this country so much times, you wouldn't believe it. I have tried to leave this country so much times, you would not believe it. Right down to my most recent trip to Atlanta over the weekend.
You tried to leave?
I praying.
You're too big to leave.
Watch me.
We can see you.
Watch me.
We will see you. We will find you.
Watch me.
And we will deal with you.
I prayed. I said, Lord, I don't know what this trip is all about. They invited me. They asked me to come. I had a couple dollars, just got a little thing, right? I spent what I had because I need to do other things. I said, Lord, this is an investment. I walk in faith. This is my faith. This ain't religion. This is faith. I said, if there are doors to be opened, I'm going to take the step. And so I took that step. Went to Atlanta, the worst trip I ever had in my life.
That's why you didn't call us?
The absolute worst trip I ever had in my life.
I know you lost your phone.
And no. My phone isn't lost. Loss is one thing. My phone was stolen.
That's an iPhone, eh?
It was an iPhone. Oh, but yeah. It was an absolute bubbler. You could cut the thing on and see that this is... And my phone was stolen. And I assess everything through the lens of my faith and my spirit. And I recognize that I had coming here, I said, Lord, I don't know what this is. And when I got there, what I saw, I said, oh my God, I don't think this is for me. It was one of the alleviators of my life to kind of be back home.
How are you a troubled soul? I'll tell you.
I ain't troubled.
No, I ain't tell you a troubled soul.
I'm content.
Soul. No. You can't be content because if you're content, we're going to have a problem in this country. Listen to me. I woke up yesterday and I had a conversation with someone. I want to give a shout out to Ms. Farrington Company. Ms. Farrington, I met her in the barber shop. She's a great fan of Howard Grant, now that my mind is on it. But Howard, let me say something to you. I got an invitation to consider Tall Pines, South Beach, Bamboo Town, Marathon for constituencies. People say, why don't you come and run in these areas? No matter what side of the divide you're on, we're going to support you. I ran that information across a classmate of mine, and she said, don't bother with that. Say, you're too valuable. You need to stay on the air. You need to keep talking to the people. You need to help direct the conversation. I said to her, if I'm not going to get directly involved, then I might as well just pack up my bikes and go. I can't sit back and watch this country go to hell. It's just not in my DNA.
But
now,
Howard. We are at a juncture, though.
Howard, we had a man your size, Sir Milo Butler, for a long time. 50 years ago, Sir Milo became the second royal governor of this country and the first Bahamian governor of this country. A man of your status, a man of your brain density, a man of your verbiage. This is not about what Howard Grant thinks. It's about what Howard Grant was purposed to do. You've taken radio, and you've not paid me to say this. No one has asked me to say this. I've listened to people on the street. The brain that you have, it's a download. You've been put here for a purpose. Your voice on this radio, for however long it's supposed to be on this radio, it's not by happenstance. You're taking the conversation, as you said, to the foundation. This is not for you. You can run all you want. They call me Jonah. They say, you're always running. But every time I run to help, people say, he got too much.
Look, you know what?
Look at his house. Look at his car. Look at his boat. Look at everything that he got. Look at his apartments. Look at his... But guess what? I don't work. I've not worked from 2016, Howard.
I will be clear.
Nobody gave me a dollar.
I will be
and
clear.
I still here.
I will be very clear.
I still here, Howard. But why? Purpose. Purpose. They may hate you, but purpose.
What's being torn? And I said to you that I am spiritual, and I am very sensitive to these things spiritually. I move based upon that. The only place that I've, because I've been to Turks and Caicos, I almost get murdered.
I don't even...
In Turks and Caicos. It's a whole story. I don't know if I've ever told the story. Yeah. I almost get murdered in Turks and Caicos. I was moving. Because you know we get the belonging status. I went on a vacation 2 weeks in Turks and Caicos, had a beautiful time, for 13 days. And on the day that I was leaving, the 14th day, I go on to hear my family in Blue Hill, so forth and so on, and I was ran out of the city by 5 Haitians. I'm telling you it happened. It's the truth. It's the truth. And I had to take an assessment. I said, well, why would I have such a beautiful time in 13 days? Because you know what I did? I said to my cousin, I'm coming back to work to the Sands. And I already been for the interview. I went to the interview. I was moving to Turks and Caicos. And that one incident changed my whole mind. Bishop, I've always had issues in every place else
Bishop
that I tried to go.
You hear what this man saying?
Watch me.
Bishop?
I've always had issues every place they try to go.
You hear what this man saying?
Yeah,
he want to leave this country like how them other people leave the Bahamas.
No, I didn't.
And they gone to Canada.
I ain't trying to
they
leave.
They gone to America. They gone to Europe. He want to live everywhere, but he's supposed to be here.
Watch me. The only place that have ever received me and kind of rolled out the red carpet.
Is Haiti.
No. It's Nassau.
You sure it ain't Haiti?
Nassau.
You sure it ain't Haiti? I know the Haitian people ain't got no problem with you.
No.
Sack of fat.
No. I never tried.
Huh?
I never tried.
They'll take you.
I never tried.
We had Papa Doc. Papa Doc was being me.
I'm not trying to
and
go.
He was the president.
I only want to make a
so
way
so since
for
you don't be the
family.
President, here we go there.
I only want to make a way for my family. This ain't about me.
Braves, they need 150 people to go over there and bring peace. You could go.
You
could go.
Somebody text me and say, Howard, make sure these people have their proper insurance before they go to Haiti. Haiti's not a game. It's not a walk in the park. You're not over here to do security.
You heard the voice, no, Devin, out?
No, see, you're going to send me these things. I don't know
what you're doing. The person said, if any one of our Marines, remember we lost four on the Flamingo.
Yeah.
And we want to give respect to those families once again, our love and our appreciation for you and the lives of your lost ones, our lost ones. I always tear up when I think about the Flamingos. One of my friends was on that boat, and he died. But if any one of our men or women were to lose their life in Haiti, that would be the unpardonable sin. For any government.
Let me see if this telephone call is still here. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Howard Grant.
I appreciate you holding, man. What's
God, yeah, I got my little man in my arms for about 5 minutes, almost 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. We owe you minutes.
Yeah, but then he's ready to cry. But hey, God.
Hey.
You know I have the most respect for you, right?
Yeah, man.
Mr. Grant.
Yes.
Also, man, you know you're always stepping out, right?
I appreciate you, man.
But you can't run away from yourself. Me and God will be mad at you if you leave because you still have to call in. You still have to support us. But the thing is, right? Hey, God.
Yes, sir.
May I remind Howard that an American nurse and her child was just kidnapped in Haiti, okay?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so we turn in a blind eye to the influx of migrants, and we know their character, but we want to call it homophobia.
And xenophobia.
And we're not realizing what we're doing to this country, right? But what I want to touch on is the Christian Council, who seem to be cherry-picking with their tonsil, right? And so... There's a very beautiful lady, Howard, and I'm glad that I'm speaking to you because you're from Freeport. A very beautiful lady. She's Christian. She's always on Facebook and putting out. She put out something about something very salacious that happened concerning a priest who came all the way from Nassau over there to preach and invited some gentleman to his hotel room and whatever. And something happened and happened. I don't even want to mention it, right? The garbage and the filth, right?
Mm.
But I'm wondering why they cherry pick and the fox and you had a fox because you could go in the archives. There's a lot of things that goes on in the church that the church doesn't speak about, like rapes and molestations and stuff like that, but girls and boys, even in the Catholic Church and all of the other churches at large, right? The Catholic Church being the most infamous of them, okay? But you're not hearing anything about that. Me personally, right, unless I could know someone like Garth or somebody who I can't really send my son to no church. I went to St. John's, but I went to church twice a day. But the thing is, maybe that's why I'm tired of the church. I'm seeing the hypocrisy in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not calling them out, you know.
No.
But I look at our country and God talk about bare belly and men. You know, I exercise a lot. And I come from cycling down the road 5 o'clock in the morning, 5 days. I normally see a lot of women. Sometimes they exercise by themselves.
That's correct.
Not accompanied by any male. And so that's and that's something that's true. And so even as I have a young child, 7 years old, sometimes I'm in the shop working. And she said, Daddy, I want to play. And I always tell her, play where I can see her. Because
correct.
I am always, even from these other abductions years ago, my mind is always still on this. And even friends, the only friend I have I know for 40-something years, he know my children. I'm wary of friends and people who call my daughter pretty.
Mm.
And they always call her a pretty girl. I always wary of them. I don't trust people with my children. And so as far as the church is concerned, you know, my children are very, very nice looking. And I just can't trust people with them. It's just not going to be that way anymore. That's just the way the world is headed. And I'm not going to be fooled by men who wear cloth or dress or whatever they're wearing, right? And their minds are in a mess. Because God painted a picture that being married really doesn't mean anything to me. And the person in this, that the lady's referring to, he is married. But I was hoping to speak with you privately because they won't disclose who he is, right? But he's a piece of garbage on the earth. Okay, that's what he is.
Put my number in your phone, 52, 827.
I think I have your number.
Text me, I can give you Garth number.
Yeah, bless him, respect.
Text me.
But we headed down a dark path, and we need to speak the truth because once we're living a lie, it's not going to work. And for me, we have strong men like Garth and other people in the country and everybody. But we're one of the weakest country on earth, man. That's how I see it. We're very weak. You know, we have an inglorious prime minister who is aligning himself with a migrant community whilst our country is sinking. And all the people around him seems they're not thinking. The hospital is in a mess. Dr. Darwell is silent about many issues. The schools are in a mess. The clinics are in a mess. I was to the clinic. They told a young lady that there wouldn't be no dentist in them next week, Thursday. So I guess she has to, you know, everything cool, man. That's what I'm saying is, in other words, we are insensitive to human suffering. Okay? Bless up.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. Let me take the next one before we get out of here. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How you doing?
Very well, thanks. Look, it's been a while that I've been trying to make up my mind to make this telephone call.
Okay.
And both of my favorite persons, so favorite you are that I'm, no matter how I try to commit your names to memory, I tend to forget. But you know, I really enjoy listening to you both.
Thank you.
I am inspired when you are both on.
Thank you very much.
You have so much to share. And I'm going to be so bold as to say it would do my heart good if I had the opportunity to meet you both.
Okay. Well, I'm always here. Every day, I'll be more than happy to do that. Next week, Wednesday, is a great time. After the show, I'll be more than happy to meet you right here in the lobby.
At
Guardian, can I get your number and we could be able to give you a call? I don't know if you're mobile.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Can we get your number? Can my producer take your number?
Sure.
Okay.
I would love to meet both of you.
Yes, ma'am.
Because, I mean, I'm really inspired by what you both speak so much sense.
Thank you.
And you seem to be very honest men.
Thank you very much.
And sincere.
Thank you very
much.
But
I guess sincerity and honesty go hand in hand.
Yeah. It should. Huh? It should. It
okay.
Should. Thank you so much. I can let you hold right here. My producer, take your telephone call.
Thank you very much. Now I remember. Howard.
Yes,
Howard,
ma'am. That's me. Howard God. Grant. Howard and okay. God. Yes, ma'am.
Right. Okay.
We got one more call. Calling on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey. Hi, Howard.
Hello, my dear.
How are you?
I'm
hi,
good.
God.
Hey, dear. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. Enjoy the devil out of the show today. something was 52 said just now about the hospital going on and the clinic standing and no dentist until the next week. My thing is my coworker took her sick baby to the hospital the day before yesterday, to PMH, because the child was, she's throwing up like every couple of minutes, the child throwing up and got pain in her stomach. Mm. They tell her, well, you know, you should come here because you see how much people in front of you waiting and yada, yada, yada. Mm. So she said she waited a couple, or like a minute or two, and just had a nurse turn around. The child threw up on the floor. The nurse turned back and said, oh, Father, so she's sick for real, eh?
Oh, my God. You can't be kidding.
From here to
what do you think we're here
I
for?
I thought I should share that.
I appreciate your telephone call, my dear. Listen, man, we got to be more vigilant. We got to be more
compassionate, man.
Just
need compassion.
We got to have this sort of commitment to ourselves.
You know how compassionate we are to those other countries? I know we're winding up all the time, but Howard, I don't think we understand what's happening. The government, we're not saying to you, you cannot lend yourself to other countries, you know, because we expect other countries to lend themselves to us. But guess what? You're lending, and you're not yet taking care of us. That's what we're saying to you. You came in on a promise that it's a new day, things are going to be better. This taxation we got, that was a blow. The VAT on bread basket items, that's a blow. The conditions of the roads and the infrastructure, that's a blow. National insurance is a blow. Everything is a blow. And we're not picking on the government. We're saying, listen, man, have you forgotten that we're here and waiting for you to take care of us? Now we're here, you're going over to Haiti to help Haiti. You're going around the world telling them about this climate change. Listen, the climate in the Bahamas has been gone a long time ago. We so hot down here right now. You can see what happened on election day. You better cool us down in short order. You better find somebody to get this climate under control.
August 1st, 2023, a release from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Just a little piece of the thing I'm going to read. The Bahamian government welcomes the government of Kenya's decision to answer the Haitian government's request for security support with the commitment of 1,000 police officers to lead a multinational force.
Mm-hmm. So we got to participate in that.
For our part, mm-hmm. The Bahamas has committed 150 persons to support the multinational force once authorized by the United Nations Security Council. Mm-hmm. You know, what's crazy is that the contrast, there's no comparison. 150 of our Bahamians of 400,000 mm-hmm. people
mm-hmm.
and an enriched environment ripe with absolute death
mm-hmm.
in comparison to Kenya, trained military, millions of people, they send 1,000. We got to be able to understand this thing. This contrast, the numbers is very important that we understand those particular things. We understand the value. Well, everybody get their value. But we have to understand that we can't lose our people, man. And there's a great deal of things that we need to be able to deal with. And we're just hoping that you send the absolute best of the best and the top tier as it relates to training.
Trained.
Got to
be trained.
You got to know.
You got to be Rambo.
You got to know.
And Commando.
Because guess what?
Because boy, when you go there.
You got to come back home.
We need you to come back home.
You got to come back home. This ain't no game.
And why haven't we trained our policemen and so forth to deal with these matters?
No, man, they train. Don't even do that.
These you think so?
They what?
You think they could go to Haiti and they could survive?
What? I got a friend who is living in the bush. I haven't lived in months.
He's still in the bush?
He lived in the bush. Police officer. I wouldn't even call his name. He lived in the bush.
But we got some fellas out there, boy.
These fellas are
hard
games.
Fellas. They hard.
But ladies and gentlemen, that's the show today. I just want to be able to put those things in your spirit and your mind as we continue to be able to move forward and make these things happen for reformation, transformation, and growth. It's time for us to be able to renew, revive, and restore our spirits. This idea in the year of our jubilee and make some things happen. I want to thank you so very kindly for tuning in today. This is 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company. Tomorrow will be Small Business Thursday. So we're going to be talking about the real betrayal. We're going to talk about that. We're definitely going to be able to have Ian on to have those conversations. And if you want to be a part of this, 827-0111, Small Business Thursdays, right here on The Foundation. Guys, we're going to see you tomorrow. Have a beautiful day. Godspeed.
The foundation.